This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Gottstein. He's the Director of Communications for Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Cuccinelli's request for an expedited hearing of the Virginia challenge to the president's health care plan, and namely the constitutionality of the individual mandate. It has been ruled by a lower federal court in favor of the Virginia Attorney General, but now it will have to go to the appellate level before going to the Supremes. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
The Attorney General, basically his argument was that this needs to go straight to the Supremes because it's going to end up there anyway, and we might as well get this decision made, and so we can determine whether or not this law needs to be scrapped or whether it needs to be fully implemented. What did the Attorney General make of today's decision?
Greg, you know, the Supreme Court rarely expedites cases. In fact, the last one, I think, was around 20 years ago. So expediting our case would have been the exception, not the rule. So although it's disappointing, it's certainly not surprising. We knew going into this was going to be a tough fight, but we had to do it. We had to make the effort. Because, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, the individual mandate doesn't happen till 2014. What's your rush? Well, let's not forget that there is so much of this federal health care legislation that is happening right now. In fact, the Commonwealth of Virginia and other states are already spending huge sums to implement their portions of the Health Care Act. Businesses are already making decisions whether to cut or keep employee health care plans. Citizens are in limbo. Everybody's waiting for the final decision. So the Attorney General just said we need to get this resolved sooner rather than later.
What is the amount of time that'll be different now? If this goes to the appellate level, which it certainly will, and then to the Supremes, how much of a delayed decision are we getting as a result of that?
Well, we were originally thinking that we could cut a year to a year and a half off of this case by expediting. And expediting, just for your listeners, it means skipping over the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals and going directly to the Supreme Court, maybe shave a year or a year and a half off the case. Fortunately, though, the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is expediting in their own right. They've actually moved the hearing up on their calendar. It's a little earlier. In fact, it's May 10th here in Richmond, and because they've expedited, we hope that, you know, maybe they come out with a ruling in the next few months. So they have seen the urgency of this, and we might even be able to get to the Supreme Court docket maybe in the fall.
And so it's possible then, given that Supreme Court decisions usually come out the following early summer, big decisions in June, that we could still have a verdict from the High Court before next year's elections.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Of course, you know, the courts, they do what they do. They take the time they need to make these decisions. So the Fourth Circuit and the Supreme Court, you know, it's their schedule, not ours.
You're going to have, obviously, dueling court verdicts eventually clashing at the Supreme Court, although how the appellate courts decide these could have a major impact. But you've got district court judges like the one in Virginia, Judge Hudson, Judge Vinson down in Florida, saying that, yes, this is unconstitutional. And then you have some other district court judges, including one in Virginia, saying that it is constitutional. So as you look at the different arguments made and as Mr. Cuccinelli looks at them, how does he believe that the verdicts in his favor stack up with the ones that aren't?
The government has two basic arguments. Number one, that they can use the Constitution's Commerce Clause to say that not buying health insurance is a form of engaging in commerce, even though we would argue absolutely not, and engaging in commerce that the government can control. And the second argument is this tax argument where they're saying, hey, look, if our first argument doesn't work, well, forget that it's a penalty. It's actually a tax, the penalty that you would pay for not buying the government-approved health insurance. It's not a penalty. It's actually a tax. And because we, the government, have taxing authority, that is perfectly constitutional, almost the same way as you see with Social Security and Medicare and things like that. Every judge has ruled on that tax argument and said, no way. Where the difference is on the first argument, whether the government can say that you're engaging in commerce even though you're not buying health insurance and they can control that. It is really up in the air right now. I know the Attorney General Cuccinelli puts us at about 60-40 winning in the Supreme Court. We hope that we get that 60.
And in terms of the cost, you mentioned the cost of implementation right now while this is being litigated. If the new law is upheld, what's the cost to the state and the taxpayers of your state?
The governor has looked at, as far as the cost of the Commonwealth itself, about $1.5 billion just to put in place all the mechanisms that are required. I don't know if anyone has figured out the cost to actual citizens in the Commonwealth, but you know, it would be extraordinary.
And so May 10th is the big day then, as the arguments go before the Fourth Circuit in Richmond. And then, as you mentioned, a few months later, we should have a key verdict that will help us indicate which way the Supreme Court might go eventually. Brian, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you later.
Greg, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Brian Gottstein is Director of Communications for Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to expedite the Obamacare case. Today, the High Court rejected that request. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.